You're listening to KCBX Central Coast Public Radio. I'm Randall White. The San Luis Obispo County Board of Supervisors approved at its Tuesday meeting spending nearly $500,000 in federal grant money to purchase a 27-foot defense vessel to aid in the fight against panga boats and other response equipment as well. The small wooden drug-running boats come up the coast from Mexico and in most cases are carrying large amounts of marijuana. How serious is the panga boat situation off our central coast? Well, the U.S. Coast Guard tells KCBX that in years past, pangas were mainly an issue for San Diego and Orange counties, but the number of drug runners working their way farther up the coast into Santa Barbara, San Luis Obispo, and Monterey counties has been on the rise in recent years. Monday morning, Congresswoman Lois Capps, representing the 24th Congressional District, met with federal, state, and local law enforcement in Santa Barbara to discuss the growing concern. She joins us on the KCBX Newsline right now to share a bit about that meeting and where efforts now stand to control the encroaching pangas. Welcome to KCBX Central Coast Public Radio, Congresswoman.
Thank you, Randall. It's a pleasure to be with you, and thank you for highlighting this topic. You know, maritime smuggling is a real threat on the Central Coast, and we know that federal, state, and local cooperation is key to what is occurring in the last few years, this panga boat landing, and that enforcement and deterrence is important.
Is there a consensus among law enforcement agencies on how to tackle this problem?
Well, yes. A group of us met yesterday to highlight the kind of coordination it takes amongst federal, state, and local law enforcement in order to address the panga issue. And I'm going to fight for funding in Congress. We've already received significant amounts, but it will continue to do that because this is an ongoing threat.
As far as state and federal agencies are concerned, was there any discussion regarding enforcement off the coast of San Diego, Orange, and Los Angeles counties? There's a lot of coastline to travel before you get to the Central Coast, and it seems like that might be an issue.
Well, yes, you know, this is we have a very porous border along the Pacific Ocean here in the state of California. And when the smuggling first began, of course, it was strongest and most prevalent in the San Diego area. So that's where the reinforcement started. And then we noticed that the panga boats kept, you know, they're risking everything, these small vessels, to go out further into the ocean to prevent detection and then to go further up the coast. And now we've seen that because there's strong law enforcement presence in the southern reaches, we've seen that there have been 42 landings on the Central Coast since 2010, and some of them are as far north as Monterey.
It's mostly marijuana that's being smuggled. Do you think our state's pot laws encourage illegal drug operations? Could legalization change the dynamic and have some sort of regulated source of marijuana?
Well, it's hard to say. You know how our local laws or lack thereof are affecting this. We just know that there is apparently a high demand and that this smuggling has been going on for some time and it doesn't show any signs of letting up. Now, fortunately, the number of interdictions and responses has increased on our part, so fewer of them are getting through. We need to continue. It's called Operation Stone Garden, dedicated funding within Homeland Security that I've been able to get for our South Coast.
And Stone Garden is exactly the name of the federal grant that the San Luis Obispo County Board of Supervisors approved at their meeting on Tuesday in order to purchase that additional equipment. Congresswoman Lois Capps, representing the 24th Congressional District, which is basically KCBX's radio footprint, thank you for joining us today.
Thank you, Randall. My pleasure.
I'm Randall White, KCBX News.